This is the Friday, July 2nd edition of the Daily Wager Podcast. We'll get you covered in and out in less than 10 minutes like we promise every single weekday. So sit back and enjoy the slate of games as we get you set for the weekend.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
Throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Welcome to the Daily Wager Podcast, presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. I'm Doug Kazarian, flying solo on this holiday weekend. Both Joe and Tyler, much-deserved days off, so I will also be flying solo tonight on TV, but had a lot of guests like The Bear, Melrose and Levy, ahead of the Stanley Cup Final. Game 3 as a series shifts to Montreal, essentially a must-win for the Canadiens, but coming up on the pod, we'll talk a few things and keep our promise like we always do, in and out in less than 10 minutes. I want to start in the NBA. Nice bounce back for the Bucks. Some of us were on that, just, you know, the ebb and flow of a playoff series. It happens. For the same reason, I'm on the Hawks in game 6 tomorrow, Saturday night. And we've talked about this trend over the years in the NBA playoffs. When a team is up 3-2, a lot of people just assume the home team is going to force a game 7. So if the road team is up 3-2, they actually have an excellent ATS record over the years of actually closing out the series and taking care of business. With all that being said, I'm on the home team here to extend the series to 7. I just think it was sort of ebb and flow. We joke about it all the time, how we play amateur psychologists, but I do think Bucks got embarrassed in game 4. Nice, strong bounce back, and everybody chipped in. And there was a little bit of a comfort level, a little relaxed approach from the Hawks I don't think was characteristic. Nate McMillan called out everyone. And I do expect Trae Young to play. Now, again, don't have any information on that. And I do not expect Giannis to play as well. So I think the line may tick up a little bit. So if you like the Hawks like I do, I would grab the -2. Now, I also like them in the first quarter. They've been great in the first quarter all series, except for the last game where I was on the Bucks in the first quarter. But I like the Hawks first quarter, Hawks -2 in this one. I think we're going to see a game 7. I think Atlanta responds well. And I think Trae Young, after missing the previous two games, will play. Even if he doesn't, I just think the edge, the crowd, all that stuff will be in their favor. It's a little anecdotal, but I think the Hawks bounce back in that one. Stanley Cup Final, game 3 tonight. Look, a lot of the metrics actually, you know, show a much closer series than we've seen so far. Obviously, Vasilevskiy was outstanding in game 2. I'm not ready to pull the trigger on Montreal, although obviously coming home, the price is a much, you know, it's about $1.15 or so on the underdog, but I'm going to go under 5 again. I just think the path to victory, which is what we talk about in the fight game so much, is just a low-scoring, tight game. Carey Price has to be a difference maker. I don't think they can compete, and that's what they did in game 2 with all those shots against Vasilevskiy. It was just outstanding. So I'm going to go under 5 again, likely a push. But we saw 6 in game 1, and we saw 4 in game 2. So we haven't had a push yet, but I'll go under there. And I want to round things out with the hot dog eating contest. Look, there's been a lot more information out there just as you can now bet on it in recent couple years. And that's just such a rarity. Usually you had to be in the offshore market. So biggest difference this year is it's outdoors as opposed to last year, which was indoors. And a lot of people banged the over. And that's why we saw the over under move up. The temperatures are actually supposed to be cooler in Coney Island at noon Eastern on Sunday than we usually see this time of year. But I still think that 73.5, 74.5 is just feels a little too high. Talking to people kind of in the know, if you will. Now, this is not a banger per se, but I like the under. Even 73.5 plus 165, I think we're going to see around 70, 71. Now, the odds are just outrageous in terms of Joey Chestnut being the favorite. And to put things in perspective, if you remember, Trevor Lawrence was minus 10,000 to go to the Jaguars. And this was in the minus 5,000 neighborhood. It's come down a little bit. Chestnut at Caesars William Hill is minus 3,000 with the comeback on the field. So it's a Chestnut versus the field prop, 12-1. I actually think it's worth a little bit of a flyer. If you can get Breeden at much better odds, obviously in the index betting, I would do that. But field's the way to go if you want just a small piece. There is a chance that Chestnut, who I think has won 13 of the last 14 mustard belts, something along those lines. But I think my play is going to be the under. Might even be my best bet tonight once we do best bets in Daily Wager at 6 Eastern on ESPN2. Hope you join us then. But that's going to be my play as we bring in Jackson here. Jackson, how do you feel about trying to bet against the one and only Joey Chestnut?
Going against Joey Jaws in the July 4th hot dog eating contest is somewhat akin to going against Rafael Nadal in the French Open.
Yes. So, yeah, good analogy.
I'm kind of against going against Joey Jaws just because I don't see him relinquishing the crown. But that being said, I'm totally with you on the under 73.5 dogs. They have said in the past, the colder weather, I watched that 30 for 30 on Kobayashi and Chestnut. And they said the colder weather and a little bit of rain, which it's been wet here in the Northeast for sure last few days. And there's some projections as to it might be a little rainy on that 4th of July Sunday. So I'm under on the dogs, but I'm all in on Joey Chestnut.
Yeah, no, it's fair. And I think there's a lot of square dummy money that tries to take those long shots when they put up the big money lines. But I do think it's going to come to an end. Again, talking to people who really know what they're talking about, there's a chance. In the past, there was zero chance. But I think Chestnut, I like, again, firmer on the under with you, but I do think it may be worth a flyer. I'd want more than 12-1 on the field, so I'd probably want to single out Breeden if you can get a good price on him at various establishments within the betting space. But that'll wrap it up for the Daily Wager podcast. Thanks to everyone, as always, you know, the rating, reviewing, downloading, subscribing, all that good stuff really helps out our metrics. And we'll see you back here on Monday, even though it is technically the holiday weekend. July 4th is Sunday, but we'll be working and all that good stuff. But thanks to everyone. Have a safe and happy 4th of July weekend. Best of luck. Obviously, next week we have McGregor and Poirier and a big, obviously, the NBA Finals getting going as well with the Phoenix Suns just waiting for who advances out of the East. I've talked about it before. I do like the Suns minus $2, 210-ish, if you can get on that. But other than that, that'll do it for this edition. This flying solo, just not quite the same without the guys, Tyler or Joe, but hope they're enjoying their vacation. We'll see you back here on Monday.